We are in our seventh season. We started in 2008, and we are about to launch our seventh season already.
And is this your second season at the Duma Center?
Yes, it is.
And how did it go last year? Did people find their way over from the Taubman?
Yeah, they really did. We kind of wondered if that was going to happen, if people would follow us to our new location. But we were surprised. We had our best season of shows and classes ever with more participants. First of all, it's in a great neighborhood. It's a cute building. It was underused, and so we feel so lucky that we found it and were accepted into that beautiful building to use it for what it was meant to be, which is to provide artistic entertainment to people. So not only do we have a beautiful stage with a high-tech booth, but we have dressing rooms. We all have our own offices. We have a business office. We have a room for all of our costumes, a beautiful studio space with a mirror. And to be honest, we didn't have all of that. Mm-hmm. At the Taubman. And not only that, the real reason we moved was we outgrew the space. It was only 150 seats at the Taubman, and now we have 182.
Pat, how would you describe the mission of Roanoke Children's Theater for people that are not that familiar with it? What's your mission?
Our mission is to use the art of theater to help kids learn and for families to have a place where they know that they can go to share an event that will always be something that's for families and about life. We want to help kids maneuver and work their way through life with skills, either by seeing a play that kind of inspires discussion with those that they came with, or by giving them an opportunity to perform or learn the craft of theater that will also help them in life skills.
So even if you're not aspiring to become a great actor, that there are still some things you can learn. If you either take one of your acting camps or get into a production, you can use for whatever you get into.
Exactly. Just being able to get up and talk in front of people, having confidence, walking around with your head held high because you are comfortable with who you are in your skin, because you've done all these theater exercises and games and performances that do that. They develop that. You have to have a presence on stage. You have to have confidence. You can't walk all hunched over. So those skills are things that are going to carry you through your life.
We're talking with Pat Wilhelms, the Artistic Director for Roanoke Children's Theater. Let's talk about the new season. First up is Cat in the Hat, The Cat in the Hat, October 16th through the 26th. And this was originally produced by the National Theatre of Great Britain. And does it focus on a particular book or just The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah, it's The Cat in the Hat. But what makes it so great is how clever it is. It's, you know, there's not a lot of words in that book, but it's the way it's presented. It is the cleverness of the way they use music, the way the characters evolve. It's just different than anything else you're going to see. So it was adapted by Katie Mitchell, and we are just so proud that we got to get the rights to do it here.
And so Little Birdie told me that there's a lot of voiceover and people pantomiming on stage, that type of thing?
Yeah, lots of voiceover music. That we've got a great guy who's going to be the cat, and it's Mike Wilson, and he's a media guy. So I think a lot of people will recognize him on stage.
All right. And, of course, Cat in the Hat, a big favorite among kids. So this should have and among adults, really. I mean,
yeah.
we read Cat in the Hat.
Oh, it's so funny, too. It's all about the imagination. And that's what theater is. When you go, your imagination is engaged immediately. And the same in this show.
And Madeline's Christmas, December 4th through the 23rd. Madeline's, of course, a series of books, correct? That's a favorite?
It's a series of books, and it's celebrating its 75th anniversary. And this is kind of cool. Ludwig Bemelmans, who did all the illustrations that people would recognize if they saw his artwork, well, they're celebrating the 75th anniversary of it. But did you know in New York City there is a bar called Ludwig, because he hung out there, and they developed a drink in his honor. His artwork was in Jackie Onassis and Aristotle Onassis' yacht, believe it or not.
Was your Christmas show pretty popular last year, I would imagine?
Yeah. Yeah, we did Little House Christmas, and we try to do things that the whole family will, either the parents or grandparents will remember those stories, or they're being read again by kids in school. So we try to pick those popular books.
We're talking with Pat Wilhelms, Artistic Director for Roanoke Children's Theater. And something you do every season, Pat, is you tackle one serious subject, and early next year it's Eat, subtitled It's Not About Food. And here you're tackling eating disorders, and I guess you're partnering again with like Prevention Council of Roanoke County, RASAC, Family Service.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Lewis Gale, Carillion. It does take a village, as they say. And we present one play a year about this because it's a difficult you know, parents have a hard time sometimes bringing up subjects that you know your kids need to find out about, be aware about, but it's touchy and schools don't have the time. So this year it's about eating disorders. But on the flip side about that, it's really about being healthy. We are going to have a 5K. We are going to show cooking demonstrations of what kids can make for themselves after school. It's all about really in the end of the day, it's about the fuel that we give our bodies so that we can perform at our best in school, out of school, wherever we are.
And one thing you do when you do these plays every year, and you've tackled, what, alcoholism, suicide in the past, different subjects?
Bullying, yep.
You bring school kids in. You also take the play on the road and go into schools. Talk about that a little
right.
bit.
Right. We invite grade-wide. This year it's eighth grade for Eat It's Not About Food. Every county student, every city student will come and be in our audience. And during those student matinee shows, we are also flanked by professionals, health professionals, because in the environment of kids with kids, they are not afraid to ask questions. So we want to make sure we're armed with the right answers and follow through for some of the topics and questions that they bring up, which I'm telling you, they're amazing what they will bring up. So then we also tour. We have been to all of Covington area up in Bath County, taking that show on the road because not everybody can come into Roanoke. So if you're more than an hour away, we love to come to you.
All right. And then you lighten it up again at the end of the season with Fancy Nancy, the musical, May 28th through June 14th. What's that all about?
That's funny. That's a little girl who loves to play dress up and she loves French. And she and her friends just have a heyday dressing up and creating stories by what they put on and what they do.
Do you have some kind of reading program in local schools
yeah.
going on this year?
It's called it's a Reader's Theater Project. Studies show that if a child is not proficient in reading at third grade, their chances of being successful in life diminish. So we created a Reader's Theater program complete with a 1940s Foley artist. We are going into every single third grade in Roanoke City, and we are going to, through this play, through them performing Reader's Theater, we are going to help inspire them to be more communicative, to know how to project, to know how to enunciate, to get across a feeling that we think will be really successful and make reading fun.
What's the play?
Well, at Christmas time, we've got two. One is if they're booked, if we are in their school during the holidays, it's going to be the Christmas Carol. And otherwise, it's going to be a version of Goldilocks.
Okay.
We're also excited about going into every fourth grade. We're in the fourth grade, too, and we're doing Jamestown. So kids will be very familiar by the end of a play about Jamestown, about the first settlement in Virginia.
Okay. We're talking with Pat Wilhelms, Artistic Director for Roanoke Children's Theater. Just a couple more questions. As far as RCT, how are you guys funded? And I guess, are you always looking for financial support on any level?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. We're funded. We are probably at a 50-50, 50 earned income, 50 unearned income, meaning grants, individual donations, sponsorships, business sponsorships. And that's half of us. And the rest of it is through our programming, which is our public performances, school matinees, and our academy.
Now, the academy is during the summer?
Academy is all year round. We used to just be in the summer, but now we're all year round.
And last question, have you had, Pat, over the years, have you had some RCT grads, you know, people that, kids that have been in plays, have go on to continue acting in high school and maybe beyond?
Yeah, it's amazing. A lot of them are. And what's really fun to me is I can bring them back after they've been through college and put them in our shows or help us teach. So I've done that several times. Our director of education, I taught her way back when, and now she's got her master's from VCU, Megan Griffith, and she's back year, you know, full time with us all year round, and that happens a lot during the year, and it's great to be able to pay them to do what they've learned how to do and what they love doing.
Pat Wilhelms is the Artistic Director for Roanoke Children's Theater. The new season starts on October 16th, and Pat, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Gene. It's great to be here.